to talk all things NFL. Ben Fisher joins us once again. Ben, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm better right now than Tony. I'm not sure. Were you watching the Dallas Carolina game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What's been worse, the Cowboys or the halftime show?
I'm actually a big Luke Bryan fan, so I'll have to say the Cowboys are worse.
Okay. All right. Now the Cowboys, I was laughing at people suggesting when Tony Romo came back that, oh, they could win 7 in a row and still make the playoffs. I'm like, what team have people been watching? The Cowboys are a disaster right now. And, there's a lot of people that would say it's karma because they still employ Greg Hardy. Do you think that, they will remain supporters of him, or do you think they will try to get some PR love and release him before the season?
That's a good question. I think, I mean, you're right. They're not going to the playoffs this year, so it might be smart to cut bait with him. And, you know, they drafted a guy in Randy Gregory who everyone said has the talent but really needs a good support system. And Greg Hardy doesn't scream good support system to me. So I think that might be a good idea to get rid of him the next time he's late for a meeting or whatnot. And, I mean, that's probably going to come next week the way this guy's been going.
The Carolina Panthers look more legit every week without, you know, they probably on paper anyway have the least star power on the receiving core, yet all they do is win games. Are you a believer in the Panthers? Like, is this a team now that everybody should be taking seriously?
Yeah, I am now. I mean, you're right, the receivers are super weak, but I really like Greg Olsen at tight end, and I mean, they've got not the front runner, but they have an MVP candidate in Cam Newton, and I think they have two Defensive Player of the Year candidates in the linebacker Luke Kuechly and the cornerback Josh Norman. So in a kind of weak NFC outside of Carolina, Arizona, and you might not even be able to put Green Bay in there now, I'm definitely buying them to go pretty far in the playoffs right now.
Ben Fisher joined us talking NFL. Ben, the Patriots or the Panthers, do they both go undefeated?
I mean, it's so hard to go undefeated. I keep waiting for these guys to slip up one game. They're always going to go into the games as favorites. I'd be surprised if they both went undefeated, but you got to give them favorite status for every single game they have left on the schedule, so it's definitely doable.
And Chip Kelly earlier today and the Eagles absolutely got destroyed by the Detroit Lions, who are not a dominant team. They're not in the category of New England or the Panthers or anybody like that. Is Chip Kelly's three-year tenure in Philadelphia going to come to an end? Do you think he gets another opportunity to try to rebuild a team where he was the one who basically gave up all of their playmakers?
Yeah, I can't see it. I mean, they gave him total control this offseason, so this is a team of his players, and they look like they're quitting on him. Before this week, I thought he was probably gone at the end of the year, and I at this point, I think he's probably fine with that. I mean, there could be a position for him in LSU or Miami or USC, somewhere where he's a lot more comfortable. Right now, I'm not so sure he makes it out of the season. They might be looking for an interim coach if they have another game like they did today.
The one good race in the AFC will be for the wild card. Currently, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 6-4, so they have it. Then you've got the Colts and Texans, who are tied at 5-5 atop the AFC South. One of them is in the wild card with the Bills, as well as the Jets, who are all 5-5, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Which one of those 5-5 teams do you like for the second wild card?
Right now I got the Chiefs. I had them at the start of the year, and I mean, they started terribly, but you know, they've kind of lucked out that no one else has run away with it. Even Pittsburgh's kind of close, but at the end of the day, I just trust the Chiefs more than Buffalo. You know, they just have a history of falling short, and Houston, while they're playing a little better, I'm not really buying a team with, you know, Brian Hoyer or TJ Yates or whoever they're starting at quarterback. So I think the Chiefs have a really good defense, and Alex Smith is certainly not a Super Bowl quarterback, but I do think he can be a playoff quarterback. So if I had to put some money on it, it would be Kansas City right now.
And a team in the AFC that I think is surprising a lot of people is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're 5-5. Jameis Winston is looking better every week. They're now only a game behind Atlanta in the wild card race. Atlanta's lost 3 in a row. Have the Bucs surprised you, and do you think they're a better team now than Atlanta?
Yeah, they've. I mean, Jameis Winston has surprised me too. I wasn't really buying either of the top two quarterbacks, but I mean, he's looked great. Atlanta started 5-0, and they've been awful now. So Tampa Bay, they could be in there for that second wild card spot too. At the end of the day, I've got Seattle sort of getting that right now, but they've got Pittsburgh and maybe a 5-6 record after this week. So that's a, you know, both wild cards, the second one at least, could probably be 8-8 teams. So there's going to be a lot of teams around there the last 2 weeks of the season, and I definitely think Tampa Bay could be there. Playoffs is probably a little too early for them, but they got to be pretty excited about Jameis.
Oh, he's been great. Mariota's looked very good as well. I think Jameis has a little bit better talent around him, Doug Martin, and then Evans specifically. Ben, as always, we appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you. You too.